This is True Girl, a podcast for girls and their moms. Together, we'll explore God's truth for us one drive at a time. Mom, this is your chance to stay in the driver's seat for some of the most important conversations you need to have with your daughter. And today, we're talking about one of the topics moms ask about most often: how to deal with mean girls. True Girl, have you ever been the only one on the street not invited to a birthday party? Did the girl you thought was your friend talk about you behind your back? Ever heard the words, "That seat is saved"? If you answered yes to any of those, then you know what it feels like to experience mean girl moments. You also might know what it's like to boil over with jealousy, anger, or frustration, to the point of being tempted to be mean yourself. Yikes. On today's podcast, we've got some biblical truth that will help you choose a better response. This season, we're discovering the 7 secrets to true friendship, based on 1 Corinthians 13. And today's lesson is sure going to be helpful for those mean girl moments in your life. True Girl is hosted by Dana Gresh, author of Talking with Your Daughter About Best Friends and Mean Girls. Let's get moving for Season 4, Episode 3, titled Love is Patient. I am a true girl. Here's Dana.
Welcome back, True Girl. If you don't know by now, co-hosting with me is Stacy Rudolph, and she is quite literally the most amazing. In fact, I'm boiling some water to make her a cup of tea.
Oh, Dana, stop it. You know I love me some good tea, though.
I do know that. That's why I wanted you to have this tea, so I can say thanks. You, Stacy, I mean this. You're one of my hardest working friends and coworkers, and I am so grateful to God for you. I know that if you weren't on the True Girl team, we wouldn't even have our new True Girl subscription box, in which we deliver discipleship tools and really cool gifts to girls every 60 days. I think of you as a businesswoman, a writer, a great teacher, all wrapped in one, and it just feels so good to have you by my side.
Stop. You're making me blush. You are too sweet.
It's true. Speaking of sweet, here is a sugar cube. There you go.
Aw, thank you, Dana. Yum. It sure is nice to have someone talk me up like that. You know, sometimes girls and guys can just be plain mean.
Oh, trust me, I know. My last name was Barker before I got married, and as you can imagine, there were plenty of girls that took advantage of it. They would say, "Hey, Dana the dog Barker," when I walked by, or sometimes they'd even bark at me.
That is messed up.
I know, and I can still remember a lot of other mean things they said to me, but I don't think I can say them here. Stacy, can you think of one or two mean things that have been said to you?
Yeah, I actually switched schools between 4th and 5th grade, and so by the time I got there, everybody had their friend groups, and so I was kind of just on my own. And it's not so much that they said anything to me, it was more so that they wouldn't welcome me in and they wouldn't be friends with
me. Yeah, so sometimes it's not the words that are said, but
exactly,
the lack of words being said. I get that.
And I'm afraid that we really do live in a world where mean girl stuff and mean guy stuff happens every day.
I have to tell you, True Girl, that if you don't intentionally practice kindness right now, you might not like what you are when you grow up. Because mean girls grow up to become mean women. Stacy and I have been scouring the news for true stories of mean girls who've grown into mean women.
And let me tell you, True Girl, it ain't pretty. One mean girl grown mean woman was shopping in a furniture store, and she tripped over an unruly toddler, breaking her ankle. She threw a woman-sized mean girl fit and sued the store. That means she blamed the store and tried to make them pay for her pain. In court, she won $750,000. Never mind the fact that the little boy she happened to trip over was her own son.
Oh, no.
Crazy enough for you?
Yes, insane. Here's another one. One woman was shopping when a blind man and his brand new seeing eye dog were walking towards her. This woman said to her husband, and I quote, I'm reading it here in the news, "I wanted to see if the dog would go around me." So she didn't move. The blind man stepped on her big toe and unfortunately broke it. The woman sued the Southeastern Guide Dogs Association for not properly training the dog. I'm not even kidding you. This actually happened. It's in the news.
Can you even?
The court threw the case out, saying it wasn't much of a case at all. But the truth remains that you and I live in a mean girl's world that's gone boiling mad.
Boiling mad? I'm starting to think you're obsessed with boiling today. Boiling water, boiling mad.
You're going to get it in a few minutes. Hang in there.
Well, thankfully, True Girl, you and I aren't without a plan of action when we're tempted to be the mean girl. Let's read our power verse. You heard part of this in the last episode. It's found in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, which we hope you're memorizing along with us during this season of the True Girl podcast. If you haven't started, it's not too late. You can easily catch up with us. Okay, here's your power verse. 1 Corinthians 13, 4 and 5 says, "Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged."
Okay, let's go back to the original language of the New Testament Bible. It was originally written in, do you remember? Yes, Greek. I knew you would remember. Looking at this language is going to help us understand what does it really mean to be patient. In Greek, the word for patient was used to talk about something, here it is, boiling slowly rather than quickly. So are you ready for this? If we would read the Bible in its original form, maybe it would sound something like this. Love is slow to boil.
Ah, so the opposite of boiling mad. And those people in those news articles were quick to boil. I get it now.
Yep. Now picture that. You're that woman who gets stepped on by the blind man. First, you focus on how much your big toe hurts. Suddenly, you feel a little bit like everything inside of you is starting to boil. If you keep fuming, you'll find that before long, you're screaming like a steaming kettle of boiling water.
But the Bible says that true love isn't like that. True love is slow to boil.
Yeah. To learn what that means, let's read the rest of these verses again. They say love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged. So to be slow to boil includes not demanding things go your way. It means when they don't go your way, you do not get irritated. And when someone really does something that could irritate you, even then, you forgive rather than keeping a record of the wrong or making a big deal out of what they did to offend you.
I actually found a news story of a boy named Joshua. And now that you're describing this, Dana, I'm starting to think that Joshua was slow to boil. For the record, this also really happened. True story. Joshua had one of his best days ever. When he got a brand new bike for Christmas, he loved it so much that he rode it every single day. But then something awful happened. He actually saw an older man steal his bike. Joshua cried out for that man to stop, but the man just turned and looked at him. Then he stuffed Joshua's bike into his truck, jumped in the driver's seat, and drove off. Joshua was heartbroken. His bike was gone. He loved that bike. But he was a slow boiler. He asked his mom to help him send a message to the thief. Together, they wrote these words on a poster board and put it at the end of the driveway. "To the person who stole my bike, you really hurt my feelings when you took it, but I'm a Christian. And because Jesus forgave me, I forgive you."
Wow. Now that is what it means to be slow to boil. Joshua forgave his enemy and he demonstrated Christ's love by being patient. Let's be honest. I think we would all be a little bit boiling mad if it weren't for Jesus's love in us, helping us to be slow to boil. Without him, it's not possible.
But let me tell you this, the story isn't over.
Oh.
Guess what? When Josh's father left for work the next day, the sign was face down in the yard. And at the end of the driveway, believe it or not, was the bike.
Wow.
Right? They brought it back. True girl, you can choose to react like the rest of this world with mean words and by defending your rights, or you can react to mean girls like Jesus suggests by being patient and forgiving. Be slow to boil.
A true girl knows that true love is patient.
Today, your challenge is to have a conversation with your mom. You'll discuss this question. Am I slow to boil? Remember, that's another way to ask, am I patient? And then take the rest of this week to practice the slow boil way of responding to problems and relationships. If you have trouble, ask Jesus to help you. He will. You cannot do this without him.
Okay, True Girl, see you next time. Until then, take these code words with you. True love is patient.
I wonder what my mom will say when I ask her if I'm slow to boil. If you find out you have a problem with being slow to boil, I hope you'll get a copy of Dana Grush's book. It's called Talking with Your Daughter About Best Friends and Mean Girls. It'll help you go more deeply into 1 Corinthians 13 with your mom. You'll learn about four types of mean girls and how to respond to each of them. Go to mytruegirl.com to learn more. Today, Dana and Stacy told you about the True Girl subscription. It provides daily devos for tween girls. You'll also get monthly mom-daughter conversation starters on the theme of the month. You can get the True Girl subscription box delivered right to your door. For more information, visit mytruegirl.com. Our next episode is called Love Protects. I hope you'll be back next time for the True Girl podcast. True Girl is a production of Revive Our Hearts, calling women of all ages to freedom, fullness, and fruitfulness in Christ.